time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Layla's writing in, hey, Ben and Kelly, big fan, but first timer sending you all a message.
Oh, well, welcome, Layla.
I'm not sure how to handle something I'm watching play out with my best friend since kindergarten. Some backstory. She's always been a little bit of a free spirit, which is why I was initially drawn to her. Life is never boring with her.
Okay.
Well, she met a guy at a music festival, and I kid you not, they got married 2 months later.
Oh wow.
Okay. A year after that, she decided she was done with that, got divorced. That was 6 months ago.
Okay.
She started dating another guy shortly after and told me this weekend she's engaged.
All right.
Her spontaneity was fun when we were younger, but I'm afraid she's going to end up with as many ex-husbands as J-Lo if she keeps this pattern up.
Okay.
So how do I gently tell her I think it's ridiculous that she's deciding to get married 6 months after her divorce?
Okay.
Or am I just supposed to punch my ticket on her crazy train and ride with her no matter what?
Toot toot, all aboard, get on her crazy train.
Right. What do I do here?
If it's something, I mean, I don't want to say marriage isn't serious because it is, but I was
going to. And I feel like she thinks that maybe she's not taking it as serious as she should.
But my point is if it were something like, you know, abuse, like drugs or alcohol abuse or something like that,
well,
you
sure.
know, get involved. If it's.
What
love,
you think are bad choices in
yeah,
men,
then yeah. maybe you just got to let her do her thing. And
so you're saying punch the ticket. Ride the crazy train.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you just let it ride. I don't know. I mean, you know, because then, you know, you sit there and you go, hey, are you sure? She's like, what do you mean, am I sure? Yeah, of course. Well,
I just noticed a pattern.
Yeah. Then
starting to develop.
Then all of a sudden you're kind of, I don't know, you're sticking your nose in a spot where she probably doesn't think you need to be.
Well, Joyce agrees with you. In all honesty, it's none of your business at all, as long as she's supporting herself financially and mentally and not dragging children through multiple marriages, unless he's physically or mentally hurting her. Personally, I would just keep my opinions to myself.
Yeah.
Let her live her life. Go ahead, punch your ticket. As long as she's happy, you should keep your opinions to yourself. A lot of people, Fran's like, punch your ticket. If she's happy, keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, we've had these before, and you just got to, as a friend, be there to celebrate in the wins and be there to be the shoulder for her when there are losses. So,
well, and Fran said, I got engaged after 4 months, married after 8 months, still married happily 10 years later. It happened just after
yeah.
my last divorce was final. You can't predict her future. Let her
That's
be yourself
true.
And live.
That's true. That's true. Let her live.
Oh, let her live.
Let her live.
Jump on board the crazy train.
Yeah.
Toot toot. All aboard.
Yeah. Got another message from a listener. Two's not a pattern, but three is.
Okay. So the third, maybe that's when we start speaking
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe just let it sit there and watch. Who knows?
Well, Rebecca's like, if you're actually her best friend, then it's absolutely your responsibility to speak up. But that doesn't mean it has to be more than conversation, just expressing concern. If she wants to get married 50 times, oh, mercy. Then
well,
that is definitely her choice to do so.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe she loves it. Maybe she loves the thrill of getting married.
Well, of course, it's fun.
Maybe it's...
I don't blame her for that.
Yeah, it's maybe that's her thing. I mean, it could be... Okay, when do you elbow yourself in and get involved? I don't know.
We're saying third husband?
I don't know. But
to be?
But we got a text from a listener who said, I had a guy friend of mine come and tell me he was dating my daughter.
Oh. That's different.
Got married after 6 months. And they're still married.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. I mean,
that one had to be a little bit harder to swallow.
I was going
to
say, I feel like that's maybe a little bit more personal than just a best friend sort of thing where...
Right.
I mean, at least he... Well, he said after the fact, he was dating.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Hey, by the way,
Fun fact.
Hey, I'm dating your daughter.
Oh, geez.
All right. Well, hey, if it works, it works, right? I don't know. To tell us your situation with this, all right?
Personal, you know, experience could help here.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories. When to get involved, when to just shut up. It's 99.7 DJX. Layla is in that predicament. She's the best friend of one of her friends who legit turned around after she got divorced and is engaged to a new guy. What'd she say? Six months later?
She got divorced 6 months ago, started dating another guy shortly after, and this weekend said she's engaged.
Yep. Lisa checked in and said, hey, you got to just punch the ticket to that crazy train. From experience, once a friend thinks they're right, there's no turning back. I'm currently watching a train wreck with a friend, and there's nothing I will say to change her mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I got another message from a listener. I have a best friend since middle school. She's gotten married 3 times in her 20s. I started a bridesmaid dress savings account at 30. She had number 4. They've been married 12 years. So happy to ride her crazy love train.
Okay.
She loved a wedding until she found, basically it was like, hey, she just had to find the right one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what so many people, the majority of, there's just a couple of people saying it's your right, it's your responsibility as a best friend to step in and say something. But most people are saying, you know, I would talk to her about your concerns, but at the end of the day, she's going to do what she's going to do. And a lot of people rolling in with like success stories. Alyssa said, I married my late husband after only 3 months of dating. Yesterday would have been our 7-year anniversary. This is the first one without him here. Oh, there are no instructions in this life. And if my husband's passing taught me anything at all, it's life is too short and screw everybody else's opinions.
Oh, gosh, I thought you were going to say something else.
I'm a professional.
No, I thought opinions. I didn't think opinions was going to be on the end of that sentence. All right. So, hey, what's your story?
I myself am on my 4th marriage and my husband's on his 3rd marriage.
Okay.
Okay.
And having said that, I have been together with my husband now of 13 years. And I have never been happier in my entire life. And we were together for about 4 months before we knew where this was going. And both of us, when we got together, said, I'm never getting married again. We were both completely jaded. I hated men. He hated women. I mean, we were just done.
Sounded
and
perfect.
So, I know it. And so I will just say that sometimes, because I'm 43, my husband's 48.
Yeah.
We were young. We made stupid decisions, you know, and I think a lot of it has to do with your family background. If you come from broken homes, really crappy childhoods, you don't know what the standard is supposed to be of what a marriage is supposed to look like and how you're supposed to build on that.
True.
And so I think a lot of times people just don't know what a healthy marriage is supposed to look like. And we're all trying to figure that out. And sometimes it takes a bit of a challenge to figure out what that is supposed to look like.
So are you saying for Layla, who's the best friend in this situation, just give her grace maybe?
Yeah, just be there for whatever happens.
I'm telling the best friend to mind her own business.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Did you have a friend that sat there and said to you, hey, what are you doing?
I had a parent who, was very concerned, which as a parent myself can say, I can understand that.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
And you know, did I get lucky with my 4th husband? Absolutely. By the grace of God, I got lucky. And he's an amazing human being. My family has told me, if anything ever happens, this is when we're keeping him, getting rid of you. And I don't blame him.
I love that.
So, well, I'm glad you both figured it out. It sounds like you both figured it out, but you had to, you know, you learned the hard way along the way. And that's your path because it led you to where you are.
So,
right?
Yeah, just mind your own business. Leave him alone.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. So maybe that's the... I don't even know if I would share any of your thoughts. Like, especially if it's
I don't think you should be doing this.
I think you just sit back and bite your tongue and go, hey, all right, let's do it.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Do like Sarah said, you know, they ended up getting a bridesmaid's dress savings account.
Right.
Because right. you just don't know. But at the same time, and yeah, everybody is just kind of like toot, toot, get on board the crazy train, yeah. punch the ticket, and enjoy the ride.
And who knows what is best for the best friend?
Sometimes it takes a couple of life experiences like that to figure it out.
All right.
And like I said, as long as she's not dragging her kids through a bunch of situations like this,
mm-hmm.
if it's just her
yeah.
and she's just figuring it out, then okay.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? Let her do what she's going to do. All right. So there you go. Good luck. Keep us posted. Maybe send us an address. I got a Michael Graves toaster in the trunk of my car that...
It's still burning a hole in our pockets.
Someone texted the other day and was like, I don't think you have that Michael Graves toaster anymore. You're challenging me on a Michael Graves toaster?
You're going to have to at some point post a picture.
All right. Hey, keep us posted. That's group therapy.